Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Somebody text me, can you hear me out there? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to his name. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise. Let's give some God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God this morning. Come on, let's give God some glory. Let's give God some glory. Let's give God some glory. Hallelujah. Bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. For his goodness, for his mercy, and for his sovereignty. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We bless, praise God, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Amen, ha. Yes, Holy Spirit, with some little technical difficulties, amen. Praise God, but I thank and praise God for you, you, and you this morning, amen. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. I thank God this morning because I feel like going on. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. Let me pray before I get started. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just, we thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come, God, this morning, oh God, I'm asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you move by your mighty power, God, on today. God, you speak to thy people on today the way that you have spoken unto me. Now, Father, as I have studied, Father, glory to his name. Now, Father, I ask that the anointing of God will go out to thy people, God, break every yoke, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, give us encouragement, Lord God. Whatever's going in our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that when we leave this line today, Lord God, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will know that the Holy Ghost have got a hold of us and the Holy Ghost has spoken to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask that you hide me behind the cross, oh God, tied it up. Oh, God, on today, Lord God, let thy anointing, God, fall fresh upon me this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we feel lifted today, as we feel lifted today, glory to his name. Yes, Father, and we give you glory. Now, I pray for wisdom, I pray for your understanding, and I pray that every gift on the inside of me be stirred up today. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to go to a very familiar scripture, amen, that we all quote day by day, amen, but there is one pastor scripture I really want to really focus on, but I'm going to read the whole thing as the Holy Spirit leads me. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 7. But today God is talking about, yes, Holy Spirit, beauty for ashes. Amen. Let me just read this, and I'm going to get into the word as the Holy Ghost lead me. Amen. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Yes, God. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. Hey. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and your sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Today, I want us to, as I spoke to myself today and on yesterday, it is time to rise from the ashes. Come on, somebody. We've been covered too long. Come on, somebody. This message is a promise from God that I want to give you beauty for your ashes. Whatever your situation is, whether you are in the valley of dry bones or it seems there is no solution in sight for your problems, or you are sick and downtrodden, or you don't even have any affliction, come on, Holy Ghost, but you just desire a better life. No matter what your state is, come on, God can still make it better. So whether you are afflicted or not, God is saying to you, he will give you beauty for ashes. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says in Genesis 1, the Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. So be rest assured that today God is working to create, come on, I want you to hear me, working to create a miracle out of your afflictions. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He is working in your storm to produce peace. And is working in your ashes, come on, to give you beauty. Here we find in the scriptures, and when we read Isaiah 61 from the scriptures, we know that Jesus came to do two things. The first ministry is that he came to save sinners, those who are lost, who are under the bondage of the devil. The Bible says in John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave. I want to just talk about that he gave. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Jesus came so that men will not perish. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Then we go to Luke, and Luke 4:18, Jesus quoted the same scripture in Isaiah 61, but quoted only the first half, because at that time, there was no church. There were only sinners, oh, come on, then to be saved. Now, the second ministry of Jesus was to beautify the church so that God will be glorified. Jesus desired to bless, increase, and add to you, and will never diminish or reduce you. Oh, come on. We know about that, praise God. He only comes to add on to what we already have, praise God. He come to save the lost, praise God. And he come to increase us. The church is, this contest is not the building. It is the believers in Christ. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit to not only save sinners, but to also beautify your life. Jesus doesn't only love sinners, he also loved the church and gave himself for it, come on, that he may sanctify it, cleanse it, that he may present it a glorious church. He came to cleanse you, oh, come on, and me, and everything that is dirt. He will take it away so that he may present you to himself a glorious church. Anybody like myself, come on, Holy Ghost, that needs a little touch from Jesus, and knowing that we are not there yet, praise God, that we still got some issues on the inside. We still got some things that we got to shift and move. We still got some things that we got to pray and fast about. We still got some things, come on, Holy Ghost, that we still need cleaning up. He desires the best for you. And therefore invest his best in you. Oh, come on. I want to talk to us today, praise God. He's investing in you, praise God. It's not you doing what you're doing on your own, praise God. He put it in your heart to do certain things that he may invest in you. As parents, we can go to any lengths to ensure we get the best for our children. We know how we do it, praise God. Anybody got children, or praise God, spiritual children, however you want to be, praise God, Hallelujah, Shanda, we want the best for them so that we can be proud of them when they grow up, and how much more God, oh, come on, somebody. He also wants to show you off to the world and tell the world he is proud of you. Oh, come on, somebody. We got a God, amen, praise God, that will take beauty for ashes, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants to show you off to the world, praise God. And some of us, praise God, we feel that we are nothing, praise God. We feel that we have lost it, praise God. We feel sometimes, praise God, in our mind, and that's that mind that needs to shift, praise God. We feel, praise God, that I'm not amounting to anything, but Jesus said, I want to show you off. I want to bring out the beauty of the ashes. So no matter what you are going through right now, look to the end. It will reveal the glory of God, no matter how dark the night is. Hey, the dawning of the new day shall be glorious. When something is burnt to ashes, it seems there is no hope for any. It's no hope, praise God, for it anymore. But God, who specializes, come on, Holy Ghost, in the impossible, will surely turn that hopelessness into the things of beauty. Oh, come on. I had to shift my own mind, praise God, a couple times this week, praise God, knowing that God is going to bring us out of that dirt, praise God. He's going to bring us out of the ashes. He's going to glorify you. He's going to glorify me, praise God. He's going to show you to the world, praise God. Let them know, praise God, that's what he wants to do with you, praise God. You're not here, and you're not a mistake. Who I'm talking to today, praise God, you was never a mistake. I don't care who birthed you, praise God. You was birthed for purpose. So don't look down on yourself. Don't be discouraged. For that is exactly what the devil wants you to believe. If you give up, God is not going to be glorified. And Jesus won't be able to fulfill his ministry in your life. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. Jesus won't be able to fulfill his ministry
in your life. Oh, anybody got that right now? There's a ministry. That Jesus wants to bring out the ashes. Come on, Holy Ghost. And that ministry is inside of you. The Bible says in Psalms 52, Zion is called the perfection of beauty. And Zion is symbolic of the church, which is you and I. Psalm 76:2 says, Zion is the dwelling place of God. Then we go to Joel 3:17, also says Zion is where God dwells. Jesus died for the world sinners, come on, but he lives for the church. He has already died once and for all to save sinners, but the reason he's alive is because of you and I, so that the church can be beautified. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the church. The church is you. He prays for you. When you lift up your prayers, Jesus goes before the Father in intercession. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. Don't you ever think that your prayers are bouncing off the walls, praise God, because it's so. Oh, Shatori Abashanda. He is making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Here in Exodus 15, 22 to 27, the Bible says, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, intercession. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the water, and the water was made sweet, there he made for them a statue and an ordinance. And there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his eyes, come on somebody, and his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm talking to somebody. My God, I give you glory. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. Then the waters made sweet. From the story, we learn about young nation that has just been freed from bondage. Oh, come on, I'm talking to us today. For 430 years, they had been under slavery in the land of Egypt. They were under the oppression of their taskmaster. And I decree and declare as I speak in the power and the authority that God has given me from heaven, every taskmaster in your life that's holding you bondage, loose in the the name of Jesus. We will not be under a taskmaster in this season. We will walk with Jesus. We will talk with Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody said them taskmasters, those things, amen, that keep us in bondage are being loosed today in the name of Jesus. The Egyptians who treated them cruelly. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because we can be very well in a house, but still be under a taskmaster. We can be on a job, but still be under a taskmaster. It could be our children that hold us in bondage. We're still under a taskmaster. When our finances are messed up, we're still under a taskmaster. But I decree and declare today, it's broken in the name of Jesus. We are debt free in the name of Jesus. We're coming out of bondage. And the Bible says God delivered them with a strong and mighty hand. Come on, I'm talking to us today. God will deliver you with a strong and mighty hand. His will shall be done in your life. After they left Egypt, God, the Red Sea, and they had walked safely on dry ground, while the Egyptians pursuing them had perished in the same sea. Afterwards, they broke out in songs led by Miriam and Moses, singing about God's mighty deliverance from their enemies. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The story illuminates the life of the believer that has just been delivered from bondage, who has enjoyed the grace of God and an outstanding victory. Oh, y'all, I feel the power of God. Because we're coming out of bondage. We're coming to sing a new song. Because why? The hand of God is on our lives, praise God. He's going to bring beauty out of all the ashes. Amen, praise God. He specializes in those things. At some point in our lives, we all enjoyed victory over oppression, sickness, poverty, and so on. After a few days, they walked into the wilderness. That didn't sound good. Come on, Holy Ghost. From victory into trouble. In John 6, after Jesus miraculously fed the 5,000 men, excluding women and children, he entered the boat to cross over to the other side with his disciples, and there came a storm on the sea. Come on, Holy Ghost. That goes to tell us that after every victory, watch out. Watch out. Don't get scared. Watch out, because when victory comes, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes a storm comes because God is going to bring beauty out of those ashes. That goes to tell us that after every victory, watch out. Come on. The Bible says in John 6:36, Jesus said that in this world, come on, this Bible, we shall have tribulations, but we shall rejoice. That's what we get it at right there. But we shall rejoice because he has overcome the world. Tribulation means frustration, trouble, affliction, pain. But in all these, we should not lose our joy. How many out there, praise God, are going through some things right now, praise God, but you feel like you're losing some things along the way, praise God. You lost your joy. You lost your will for living, praise God. Because sometimes, yes, the trials may be hard, but Jesus said today, praise God, he has overcome the world, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Jesus never promised that life is going to be rosy or sweet. Life comes will problems all the time. But, he says, be cheerful. There are lessons we can learn from this story. Lessons about God and lessons about man. He is aware of our needs. You may not be recognized in your family, school, or even your church. But be sure that God knows your name. Your needs, come on, your needs don't take him by surprise. He never caught unaware by your problems. Because even before you had that problem, he had already made provision for the solution to that problem. The Bible says, and Philippians 4:19 says, God will supply all your needs, come on, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's aware who I'm talking to, because I'm talking to me too. He's aware. That is why he can supply. If he wasn't aware, he wouldn't know what to do. Come on. So you don't have to cry anymore, because he will supply what you are lacking. He's able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine. That's Bible. He is able to meet your needs. He has already provided for that need. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Can you for a second imagine Adam in the Garden of Eden? God had already made adequate provisions for everything he would need before creating him. By the time Adam was created, there was light, food, animals, water, and a beautiful garden. And he lacked nothing. God didn't make man in the first day and started wondering how to meet his needs. He, in his wisdom, created Adam on the sixth day. After he made abundant provisions for his needs. Come on, somebody. So God had already abundantly supplied your needs, even before you realized, come on, there was a need in that area of your life. Oh, come on, somebody. The song says, why are you trying to figure it out? God has already worked it out. He has made the way out of that trouble. Even before you got into the trouble. Come on, Holy Ghost. And how is that possible, you may ask? It's because God is the beginning and the end. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He already knows the end of a matter even before the beginning. Before you get into that affliction, he has already, come on, he has provided a way out of it. We try our best, even as parents, to meet the needs of our children. But we fail in many ways. But God never fails. He doesn't panic like we do when we fall into trouble, because he knows his plan for us through the trouble and pain is to glorify him ultimately. And he has made ample provision for meeting us at the point of our needs. You can never face any need in this life that God has not already made to meet. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Matthew 6:32, so do not worry, for your Father in heaven is aware of your needs. Who I'm talking to today, my God, I give you the glory. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He wants to be glorified out of my afflictions. Come on. God wants to be glorified. Even in the midst of all that we go through, hear me in the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Psalms 50, verses 10 to 15, it says, for every animal of the forest is mine. Come on, Holy Ghost. And the cattle on the thousand hills. Come on. Know every bird in the mountain. And the insects in the field are mine. They are God's. Come on. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine. Come on. And all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls and drink the blood of goats, he said? Sacrifice thanks offering to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the days of trouble. And I will deliver you. And you will honor me. I want to read that second portion of the word of God. He said here, verse number 14, sacrifice thanks offering to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. And call on me in the days of trouble. I will deliver you. And you will honor me. God delivers you so that you can glorify him. Oh, come on, somebody give God some glory today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. For God wants to bless us. He wants to do some things in our lives. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants to be the one, praise God, to get the glory. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. What power are we working today? Praise God. What power are we leaning on today? Praise God. God is getting ready to do that what he said that he's going to do. Praise God. We bless and we praise God. We give God the glory. Praise God. Let the Lord have his way in your life. He's going to bring beauty out of ashes. Amen. Watch God in the season. Watch God's power fall. Watch God move in your life. Watch God move in your children. Watch God move in your home. Watch God move in your spouse. Watch God move in your finances. Watch God cancel debts. Come on, somebody. We are coming out of this thing. We are coming. Yes, that the most shanda, saith the Lord thy God. I will go to a song, and I'll be right back in the name of Jesus.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall.
Come on, family. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We bless and praise God on today. Amen. Because, yes, he has won again. Amen. Praise God. Oh, no. Listen, Jesus has never lost a fight. Amen. But come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Glory to his name. Our lessons about life, lesson, the reality of life. Life is full of ups and downs. Every great man, every great woman in the Bible suffered all sorts of pains and affliction, even though they eventually got victory over their trials. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost today, because there is always victory in every trial. Come on. There is something that we learn in every trial. Being a child of God does not isolate you from trouble. Come on. Come on. But we know that trouble don't last always. That's why he said beauty for ashes. In Isaiah 61, we understand that you can be in Zion and still be mourning. Come on. And that was why Jesus came, to give beauty for your ashes. Come on. The Bible says in Matthew 7:14, we understand that the road that leads to eternal life is narrow and difficult. Come on. God never promised the road through life will be easy. The Bible says in Psalms 34:7, come on, 17 says that when you cry, God will hear you and deliver you out of all your troubles. Come on. When you cry, I want you to hear me. God will hear you and deliver you out of all your troubles. To teach you to depend on God, I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost. Really praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. To teach you to depend on God as your only source. We look everywhere, but God is trying to get us to look to him. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:10, we train our children so they can learn to live well and give good account to their lives. Likewise, God allowed us to go through affliction, come on, to teach us to depend on him alone. Job 14:4 says, stay focused on God alone. Wait on him and he shall grant you the desires of your heart. Reaction to life problems. There are two ways to react to a problem, a natural way and a spiritual way. And we get that messed up and jacked up sometimes because we're so natural that we forget about the spirit. But we got to learn to operate in the realm of the spirit, that when anger comes, that we know that the spirit has to take over. Come on. When problems come, we come out of our natural man into the spiritual realm that God can fight for us. Praise God. But there's a natural way and the spiritual way. The natural way causes bitterness and resentment in life, which would further plunge you into darkness. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, because everything is not going the way that, oh, come on, the way that we planned. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, because God has another plan. So what happens is, come on, we get bitter, and then resentment come in life, and then we slip into darkness. But I'm pulling you out of darkness today into his marvelous light by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:15-17 and Exodus 15:24, the people murmured against Moses when they encountered a problem in the wilderness. The spiritual reaction looks beyond the circumstances and focus on God. The Israelites grumbled unto Moses. That's the natural reaction. But Moses cried unto God, that spiritual being. Praise God. He cried unto God, kicked into the spirit. Come on, somebody. I want to encourage you to toe the spiritual line today. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalms 121 says, your help comes from the Lord.
Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You must learn to cry out to God in that problem, and deliverance will come. Somebody say, my deliverance is here today. My God, I give you glory. Because I cried out to the Lord, and he heard my cry. My God, I give you glory. God's remedy for life problems. His remedy came through the prayer of one man, Moses. The second remedy was a tree. Amen. He opened the eyes of Moses to see. It was a peculiar tree. It was the remedy to their bitter water in the wilderness, and it's still the remedy to life problems and sickness today. This tree is a symbolic of the cross of Jesus Christ, where he suffered pain and death. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. In the place of sacrifice, God remedy, therefore, is that cross. We don't want the cross. We want the roses, but the cross comes first. My God, I give you glory. Then come the roses. My God, I give you glory. The place of the cross is the place of suffering. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Jesus suffered shame, pain, rejection on the cross, and learned obedience by the things he suffered. My God, I give you glory. We must learn that the following Jesus is not convenient for us sometimes. Amen. He's not going to make it convenient for you every time. The cross is a place of examination where you examine yourself. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, judge yourself and you will not be judged. Check yourself whether you are still in faith. Not by our own standards, but by the standard of the word of God. The cross is also a place of submission. If you want to exchange your ashes for the beauty of God, you have to be totally submitted to the will of God. Yield your will completely to him. When last did you ask God what his will is concerning every aspect of your life? The way of the Lord is the way of the minority, not the majority. Every venture into anything God is involved in. The Bible says, Ekatanamastia. 1 Corinthians 15 and 21, for since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. It's a place of total obedience to God. When you do his will bless you. His will is what's best for you. My God, I give you the glory today. We come to give God the glory, for the beauty, for the ashes. I know all the preachers got something to say. Praise God. Whatever your ashes was, my God, I give you glory. God is getting ready to bring beauty out of those ashes. This is God's time, people of God, to shine in our lives. This is God's time, amen, to be lifted up. Hey, my God, I give you glory. It is God's time now to smile that his children are doing that what he asked them to do. This is God's time to stand up on the throne and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, come on, Shekinah, my Shanda. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, my God, I give you glory. I see the Holy Ghost in the most higher standing before you today. Praise God, my Shanda. God is opening up windows of heaven and pouring his people out blessings that they have not room enough to receive, saith the Lord thy God. I hear you, God. It is his time. Glory to God, people of God. Get happy about what he's getting ready to do. Get up, come on, get yourself in position. Oh, glory to God, to receive the manifold blessings that God has in heaven for you, that they shall rain down from heaven for you, praise God. When your name is called, be ready, be ready, be ready, saith the Lord thy God. My God, I give you glory. Some of you are not going to even have a chance to get ready, glory to God, because the blessings are going to overtake you, overshadow you, and undergird you, praise God. I hear the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. Beauty for your ashes. Double for your shame. Yes, you've been talked about scandalizing. People don't think that you're coming out the ashes. But you're coming out of the ashes today, saith the Lord thy God. Lord, I thank you for the word today. Glory to his name. Lord, I thank you for your people today. Glory to my God, I thank you that we're rising today, that we're being lifted today, glory to God, that your light can shine in us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that everywhere that we tread, God, they will know that we was with Jesus. I thank you for it, God. Oh, God, bless thy people all around the world, God, in the name of Jesus, that's called by your name, Father. Bless them, God. Bless them, God. Bless them real good, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise God today. Praise God. I'm going to go to announcement. Praise God. But when I come back, I'm going to pray for the people. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Praise God. Don't miss the blessing. Because God is doing something on this line today. Glory to his name, my God. I give you glory. Oh, yes, God.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcement. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to his name. We thank God, amen, for this day is Sunday, amen. Praise God, praise God. Remember, do not be anxious about anything, come on, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Come on. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Beloved, worry about Don't worry about your problems. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. God will solve them. But pray. Commit them to God's hands. He is the only one who can solve them and give you peace. May the peace of God, the Almighty, be with you on this day, and may your joy be full today. So let us pray for all that got an offering in your hand for Sunday service. I bless it in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, God. Lord, we lift you up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And we ask, Father God, that your anointing, your anointing, your anointing, God, will break every yoke, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father. Yes, God, fall fresh on us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said beauty for our ashes, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you have spoken today. You have spoken over us, Father God, that is your time to shine in our lives, oh God. And I thank you, Father, for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive. Father, I thank you that you are making us the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath, Father God. I thank you for it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Land that we never tilled, Father God. I thank you for it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the word suddenly that you're going to work it out for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, as we lift our hands in total praise unto you, let your power, let your anointing fall fresh on us today, God. Oh, God, if it's any healing that needs to take place, as they raise their hands up to you, Father, oh, God, heal those bodies, God, because healing, God, is your portion, Father God. And we know that the work of the enemy is for us to be sick, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They have no power and authority in our bodies. And we ask, God, that you heal and touch right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we thank you for the children's bread today, God. Oh yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. Supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory. Now God, as I see these doors opening, Father, oh God, keep us on the right track, God, that we may walk through these doors, God. And we will give you glory for it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Holy Ghost, have your way today. Holy Ghost, have your way today. Open up those padlocks, God, that the enemy wants to padlock, God. Oh, God, cut them open today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that we'll be on time. We'll be at the right place at the right time. Thank you for divine assistance, God, in ministry. Thank you for divine assistance in our finances. Thank you for divine assistance, God, as you move in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Come on, church. Let's give God a holler. Let's give God a praise for doing that what he say he's going to do. I pray that your Sunday will be blessed in the most yet of the Bahia. And you keep on praising him till something happens in the name of Jesus. You keep fasting until something happens. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name, and it is so. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Have a blessed and wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.